This is Dialogue, a podcast series from American Mosaic. Just driving around the country, talking to people about roots, family, community, jobs, kids, whatever is on their mind today.
When I take these trips, I usually fly into a hub city. And from there, I rent a car and drive around. And it can be for, it might be for 3 or 4 days, or it might be as long as 10, 12, 13 days. So I decided that I'm going to start doing some kind of notes from the road, some things where these aren't necessarily interviews with people, but just more observations and things. This is from the trip to Wisconsin, and I flew into Milwaukee and got in there kind of late afternoon, early evening, and spent the night, and then left in the morning. And I was heading to Janesville, and along the way I saw some beautiful farm country, and I always take back roads. I program in the map program to not take toll roads or highways. And that way I see a lot of the countryside and a little more of what life is really like. So I saw farm country there that was very different than let's say, in Iowa and Kansas and Nebraska. Instead of mega farms, there was much smaller farms. And it looked like kind of like an old-fashioned farm, where there was a little bit of some crop and some livestock, and also there was a lushness and a greenness. And then I was talking to someone there, and they had said that they had apparently an awful lot of rain. They had so much rain that they were having problems with some of their row crops. So anyway, I ended up in Janesville, which was my primary destination because of my interest there, because of the book that I had read, and because of the GM plant that closed that had such an impact. So what follows is a little recording that I made on a Saturday as I was walking around a farmer's market. I'm in Janesville, Wisconsin, and I went to the Saturday farmer's market. And there's an area in town that they've really fixed up. They're restoring some of the older buildings, and they've got some new shops, and it's a very active scene. And on Saturday, they have a very big, very nice farmer's market. And there's a coffee shop down there that I went in, and there's a young fellow there that I'm trying to get a conversation on camera with, and he's a little busy. And anyway, I stopped in there this morning, and they also had a breakfast. And so I had the breakfast, and then went out and walked around in the farmer's market. I ended up talking to a fellow named Don at a produce stall there, he and his wife. And it's a family farm, and they've been doing this since the 70s. And I was talking to him about farming, and commenting on that I noticed there's a lot of smaller farms in Wisconsin. I saw that on the drive from Milwaukee to Janesville, particularly on the back roads. And he said, yeah, that there's a lot of, there might be a 100 acre farm, or a 50-acre farm, which is small. He said they don't really grow corn or soybeans, which are really large crops, like you see in Iowa. And anyway, we were talking about that, and then talking about Janesville, and he asked where I was from and why I was there, and I told him I'm working on my documentary project. I also told him that I was in Janesville because of the book that I had read about Janesville, he knew of the book, and I was talking to him about the times in 08 when everything crashed and we had the Great Recession, and then of course the General Motors plant shut down, he revealed that actually he had worked at the General Motors plant, and then there was another General Motors plant where they hired on some of the workers, and that was in, I think, Fort Wayne, Indiana. And I said, yeah, I had read about that in the book, and that was like a very long commute, and they would just come home on weekends, and they would sort of carpool and stuff. And he said, yeah, I was one of those guys. And he also said that he was very active in the union, and so I think that the plant closing and all of that story was a big part of his life. And he said that he might consider talking to me, and so I left, killed a couple of hours, and I came back, and he said no, he decided not, and he was reluctant because of what I'm finding with some people is they really don't want to be identified with anything political because of whatever their business is. And right now he's kind of in the farming business, and his son's also in the farming business, and they raise a lot of vegetables and things like that, and his son has a contract for a lot of the schools around the state, and that's a kind of a big deal. So it's where we are today is we are so polarized and so divided on things that it's just really difficult for people to talk. And I told him, I said, it's not political. I said, just talking about things, about life. And he said, well, he said, yeah, but I would probably start talking about something that would be political. And I don't think the people in Janesville are really all that happy with the politics of the Republican Party. That's a sense I've got, and I don't know that for a fact, but certainly Janesville is the home of Paul Ryan, who's the Speaker of the House. As a matter of fact, the bed and breakfast where I'm staying, about four blocks away, is Paul Ryan's home. And there's an area with some really big Victorian homes and some really big brick homes, very, very nice. So there certainly is some money in this town. So anyway, I did not get the conversation, and I was disappointed because I thought it would have been an excellent conversation about a Janesville in the past and perhaps a Janesville now and a transition that Ed had made. I did get a couple of very good conversations in Janesville. One with a restaurant owner, and she talked about people coming into the restaurant who had lost jobs because of the plant closing, and actually they were in tears and trying to figure out how to survive and how to pay their bills. I got a conversation with a lady who runs the B&B, and she's also worked in real estate, and she said that after the plant closed, that real estate prices just dropped in half, and that was part of the recession too, but she said things have come back,
and she's optimistic and feels hope. And some other conversations in the area when I'm traveling along the road. I stopped into a little place roadside, and it happened to be a meat market, and it was actually a butcher shop. And I stopped in there and talked to a young fellow who's Mexican-American and asked him about what he was doing and what he was doing there. And it turns out that he owns the place. And it was interesting how he learned to become a meat cutter and ended up taking over the business. And I'm saying young. I'm saying somebody that he's in his late 20s. And another conversation with someone traveling along the road who used to be a tool and die maker. And his story, how they had a new house and drove new cars, and he ended up keeping the business, but they lost the house. So there's a story, and they're rebuilding. And he was talking a little bit about Janesville, and talked about he was optimistic and thought it was pretty amazing how they've sort of building themselves back up. So there's a lot of stories out there on the road. Anyway, that's it for this episode. Thanks for listening. If you like this podcast series, please subscribe and tell your friends.